Hello, boobies. This is basically a response to a few questions that Andy, the Northern bloke, has been asking. Sorry I've not been back in answering these questions quicker, Andy. I'm a bit rubbish. Anyway, so you've been asking about iPads and using them and all the rest. As you probably already know, there will not be a post-Christmas price drop on the iPad. Why on earth would Apple do that? It's selling like crazy. I just can't see them doing it. There will probably be in February or March the announcement of iPad 2. I wouldn't be at all surprised if that doesn't actually hit the market until a month or two later. This year it was announced in February and actually was available, I think, at the beginning of May. So, you know, I think we can expect the same sort of thing. That's what they do with the phones. I think they're going to do the same thing with the iPads. So you would have arguably 4 or 5 months to wait before the next one's available. So I don't think you're buying too. I don't think you're buying too late. I think you're buying at a reasonable time. There is no tethering option. That's just not available unless you're willing to jailbreak your iPhone. I've done that. It's hard to keep it jailbroken because the every time Apple releases a new operating system version, it breaks the jailbreak. So I don't think jailbreaking is a very good option. The version you bought, I think, is the right one. I certainly wouldn't buy a 3G version because I will never pay for another SIM contract. One is enough, and I get too little service for that. The size you've bought, I think, is the right one, the 32 gig, because they're 16, 32 or 64. I bought the 64, but mine's never been more than two-thirds full. And the stuff that fills mine up is mostly, you know, kiddie TV shows and stuff. It's not for stuff for Catherine, it's not for me. So I could easily survive within 32 gig. I didn't know that when I bought it, so I bought the big one. What else? Camera connection kits. The way the camera connection kit works is you get two little doohickeys that will plug into the universal port on the bottom of your iPad. It's the same port you've got on the bottom of your iPhone. Obviously, you can only have one in at a time because you've only got one port. But one of them will let you read SD cards, so that's basically just an SD card reader. The other one will give you a USB port. But don't get too excited because it's a very limited function USB port. It only lets you connect to cameras to import pictures. It won't, for example, let you connect your hard disk. You were talking about taking the photos and putting them on a hard disk, connecting that to the USB port on your iPad and importing them from there. No, give that up. That won't work. You need to connect direct to the camera using a USB cable, and it will import there. But it does support. I haven't found any file formats it doesn't support yet. So obviously it supports JPEG. It also supports RAW files from every camera I've tried, and that included Pentaxes and Olympuses and obviously Canons and Nikons. It does quite well with those things. One final thing, you were talking about watching movies on your iPad, and the best solution I found for that is not to synchronise them onto your iPad using iTunes, which is what Apple would like you to do, but I use an app called Stream2Me. There is also another one called Air Video, and there's another one that I can't remember the name of. But they have a server component that runs on your PC or your Mac. They've got both platforms covered. And you point that at a folder on your machine, or a number of folders if you've got multiples, that contain video files. And then you run a client on your iPad or your iPhone that connects to it over the network. So you need to be on Wi-Fi. And the server end will read the video file, transcode it into a format that the iPad or the iPhone can display, and send the video down the wire to your iPad, and obviously the audio as well. So you can watch the movies and TV shows that are on your computer. You can watch them on your iPad or your iPhone without ever having to have them on the iPad or the iPhone. And better still, I mean, it takes a little bit of setting up, but you can actually make that go through your firewall as well. So if you've got a reasonably fast upstream internet bandwidth, you can leave that running on your computer at home and connect to it while you're away from home and watch video and watch TV shows and movies from your home computer on your iPad when you're not even in the house. So, and I've had that work. I've watched entire shows doing that. So with a little bit of setup, you can use that. That's Stream2Me. I'm pretty sure Air Video does that too. So there's a few short answers. I hope those are useful. I will catch up with you later. But feel free to ask more. I'll try and respond a bit quicker next time. Catch you later, boobies. Bye-bye.